Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed down 1.3% today to 7,783 points, with 9 of the 11 sectors on the index finishing lower. Interest rate-sensitive technology and real estate stocks led the sell-off as investors continue to wind back expectations of rate cuts this year. Mind you, the tumble did come on the back of yesterday's record level for the bourse. It was the biggest one-day fall in 3 weeks. All the banks were sold off, with Commonwealth Bank finishing down nearly 2%. The big miners, BHP, Fortescue and Rio, outperformed the market, with Rio actually closing higher. Goodman Group was off 2.6%, and Westfield owner Scentre Group fell 3.6%. Wesfarmers was down 1.8%. The tech sector suffered. Xero tumbled nearly 6%. WiseTech Global fell 5% and REA Group was off 4%. The good news, well, the insurers QBE and Suncorp ended up higher, as did Telstra, which rose 0.3%. Story number two, some strong economic data on the labour market and in manufacturing pushed US bond yields higher and equities lower, because those figures support the argument that the Fed won't cut rates for a few months yet. The strength in the world's largest economy is good news, but it does mean the Federal Reserve is in no rush to cut rates. Still, traders do expect 3 rate cuts in the second half of 2024, and that's helped some asset classes like gold. It's trading near a record level. Silver, it's at a 2-year high. Mind you, Bitcoin has come off a bit. By the close this morning, the S&P 500 was down nearly 1%. Story number three, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said he expressed anger and concern in his call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning over the death of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankum. Ms. Frankum was one of 7 aid workers with World Central Kitchen who were killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip yesterday. Mr. Albanese said her death was completely unacceptable, and he's emphasised to his Israeli counterpart the need for full accountability and transparency. The Israeli Prime Minister said the killings were unintentional and that Israel would do everything that it can to ensure it doesn't happen again. Story number four, opposition leader Peter Dutton has attempted to frame the Liberals as the party of the worker, as well as of small and family businesses, in a speech to the Small Business Peak Body. In an address today to the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, the opposition leader said a coalition government would unpick Labor's industrial relations reforms and accused Labor of abandoning small business owners and workers to lock in the interests of, and I quote, inner city elites, big business, union bosses, industry super funds, and woke advocates. He pushed a back to basics economic agenda to rein in inflation spending, lower taxes, and boost productivity. And finally, story number five, US President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have had a nearly 2-hour conversation by telephone. It's their first one-on-one communication since meeting in California last November. The call was carefully orchestrated and both countries issued statements calling it candid and constructive. The two leaders discussed artificial intelligence, military cooperation, climate change, and efforts to fight drug trafficking. Biden raised concerns about China's support for Russia's defense industrial base and emphasized the importance of the rule of law and freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. That's it for the afternoon report for Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.